According to the lunar calendar, 2021 is the year of the ox, which is known for being resilient. Well, here to discuss ways of being financially resilient is Mark Ting, who happened to be born in the year of the ox, but is also our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Mark, hello there.
Hi, Gloria.
I was also born in the year of the ox, so we're both supposedly resilient. But what does it mean being financially resilient? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's preparing for the worst, but hoping for the best, not the other way around. So first thing I think about is cash flow, because that's the cornerstone of one's financial foundations. And families that rely on one source of income, often in the form of salaries, are more at risk than a family that has multiple income streams. So with that in mind, I'm a big proponent of the side hustle, which can range from real estate investing or generating passive income through dividends, all the way to turning a hobby into a business. And for example, a friend of mine, she enjoys sewing and she started a mask making business and it's done quite well. And with websites such as Fiverr or Upwork, these websites connect people with marketable skills and with people who need those services. It's never been easier to monetize your skills.
All right, but doesn't it take money to make money? I mean, what if someone doesn't have the funds to start a business or buy a rental property?
Yeah, my first side hustle was walking a dog for $25 an hour, and that translated to an extra $750 a month. And my startup costs were zero. I simply answered a Craigslist ad. So your first side hustle shouldn't cost much money. It should probably be less than $100 in startup costs. And if you're at a loss and you can't think of what kind of side hustles to start, I recommend reading the book called Side Hustle School or listen to their daily podcast for inspiration. Starting an online business is more expensive, but you can keep costs down by using some reasonably priced websites such as Wix or Shopify. Now, the one big mistake that I see fledgling entrepreneurs make is they overspend. They even go into debt to start their business because they believe that it does take money to make money. And of course, I don't believe that. So your first side hustle should be simple, should be cheap, because the reality is there's a high likelihood that it will actually fail, which is unfortunate, but the experience is made even worse if you ended up with extra debt.
Okay, well, if a lot of the side hustles fail then, Mark, why do you recommend people start them?
Successful entrepreneurs rarely get it right the first time. In most cases, they failed many times. They tried, they failed, but they learned from their mistakes, they kept on trying, and they kept on going until they got it right. So again, for those starting their first side hustles, I'd say don't be discouraged if the business is not an immediate success. It's quite normal that it'll take time. But remember, failure is not the opposite of success. It's just a big part of it, actually.
So would you say that staying debt-free is equally as important as having multiple income streams when you're talking about becoming financially resilient?
Yeah, debt is interesting. So debt is a financial drag, particularly if we're talking about high interest debt. Think of it this way. If you're making payments, interest payments, you're essentially creating a passive income stream for someone else. So whenever possible, minimize your debts by sticking to budgets, cutting expenses, or creating new income streams to keep yourself out of debt. If you want something flashy, something new, many of us do, like that new phone, car, or going on that vacation, but you can't buy it without going into debt, then that's a huge sign that you cannot afford it. You shouldn't buy it. But if it's a necessity, because we do have those, then go for the cheaper used but still good quality options.
Well, can you give us an example of when it makes sense to you to take on debt?
Yeah, so debt is good. Debt can be good. Having credit is important. And you want to arrange these credit facilities early on and use them in case of emergencies or if you're buying an appreciating, preferably cash-flowing asset. So the first thing that comes to mind is the typical buying a personal home or revenue property using debt, as long as the math makes sense and you're confident that that property will increase in value over the long term. I've also borrowed and invested in my own personal business, which I think is okay because it's an established business with predictable cash flows as opposed to, borrowing and spending it on a startup or a side hustle. So when it comes to borrowing for investing, which a lot of people do, I'm still very cautious with that. I would suggest if you're planning on doing that, you do so by investing in stable, profitable companies that are growing and paying a dividend. I don't recommend borrowing and buying anything high risk, such as cryptocurrencies or, you know, more recently, the GameStop stocks. So risk management is a major part of being financially resilient, and being defensive wins over the long term. Downside protection is more important than that upside potential.
Okay. Any last tips for us?
Yeah, I mean, life throws us curveballs, and those unforeseen events that we often cannot recover from without adequate insurance coverage. So you need insurance. To protect my family, I have life and disability insurance. Other insurance that I believe to be essential are content insurance for strata owners, a couple million dollars worth of third-party insurance on your cars, and if it's in the budget, maybe critical illness insurance. I also recommend that you pass on these lessons, like teach these financial lessons to the next generation. Try to be a good financial role model to your kids. Have them learn from your mistakes. Allow them to make their own mistakes. You want to guide them, but don't always bail them out if they make poor financial choices. They learn by making mistakes. The earlier these lessons are learned, the more financial resilient your entire family will become.
Okay, and how are you planning to celebrate this New Year's?
Yeah, this year is one of those, we generally do something pretty big with the family and stuff. I talked to my family this year, and apparently it's canceled, so that's a bit unfortunate. So we're still going to meet up with my brother and sister-in-law, and we're probably just going to have some tea and sort of enjoy maybe an hour together outside. But otherwise, it's just sticking to the rules, staying safe, and just keeping it pretty chill.
Well, that's good to hear, too. Thanks for the advice, Mark.
Thank you.